was in principle very, very well off because of its enormous resources in the area of oil and energy. But in addition to that, it had it has a good climate for example, in the Kurd areas of growing wheat. It has plentiful supplies of water and so forth. So it had a great deal of the infrastructure necessary to actually be a wealthy state in the region.
And so on a person-to-person sort of individual basis as well, was there much poverty?
There was, but as with most of the Middle East, despite huge oil resources, energy resources, there is a good deal of poverty and inequality. The thing about the Saddam Hussein regime's actions was that he ensured that there was a flow through of resources to the population at large, even if they were restricted heavily by UN sanctions. Most people were able to get their basics via the state. After the ouster of Saddam Hussein and the war of 2003, that entire system actually collapsed and collapsed very badly.
So there's a lot more poverty on the individual level now?
Absolutely, and the fact that businesses can't run, because businesses need predictability and need resources, communications, need personnel, need access to international markets, and for all of that to happen successfully, there is a very, very important requirement, and that is political stability and certainly the absence of violence.
So at a time like this, what's actually happening with all the potential assets that the country has?
Well, essentially, everything's on hold. In order for Iraq to actually reestablish itself, it needs a good spurt of growth and stability, political stability, and the freedom from and being free from violence. That's not happening, and that's a major obstacle. The other is that it is a sectarian environment, and so you've got the Sunnis, you've got the Shiites, you've got the Kurds, and between the Shiites and the Kurds, you've got many of the oil resources. It's not clear how they're going to be worked on long term. There's also not an entirely clear picture of whether the federal government owns the resources as they are now and in future, or whether it is the various sectarian strands. And until all of that is actually resolved, it's going to be very, very difficult to see how Iraq can establish a very firm footing.
It's just kind of interesting because the international community is sort of being called on at the moment to bail Iraq out of debt and provide finance and things, and yet, as you say, there's these assets here, but they're just kind of strung up in all the politics and fighting that's going on. I'm not sure whether the international community are going to be expecting something back later.
Well, the international community always expects something back. It's very rare that they will forgive a country entirely for its debts. But it's a question of how long and what forms of repayment and how burdensome they're going to be on the population at large. The problem with Iraq at the moment is that it's not a question of how to repay and when, it's how to establish stability. And until that happens, it's very difficult to see how the international community can actually work hand in hand with an Iraqi government. At the moment, I have to add, the Iraqi government is looking like a lame duck administration, and that is another major problem. Until the administration can actually turn into something stiffer, stronger, and practicing good governance, there's not going to be a very easy outcome.